Hey, Chris, it's Todd Schaefer. Good. I know it's a long shot, but I also have a carry that's been beating Geico pretty consistently. So, and it looks like your Geico is renewing on the 15th of February, and I was wondering if you saw that and if the rate changed on you guys at all. So, what car do you have? Do you still have the 17 Dodge? Yeah. How about the 2016 Dodge Charger? Oh, was it an at fault or not at fault accident? Oh, bummer. Is that what maybe made the rates change a little bit with Geico? Oh, that okay. That's actually really good. I mean, it's not good that your car got totaled, but it won't count against you. Well, you're not an at-fault driver, so it shouldn't. Right, but you weren't the one that caused the accident. So, like, on the I'll check the when I see the CLU report, I'll check to see what name was on the policy. And if it shows one of you guys, we could actually get that removed to make sure it's not counted against you. So what did you guys buy then? How old is he? All right, that's gonna be tough. But with that, I mean, we have SR22s. Is he driving a full coverage vehicle or just liability only? Oh, okay. He just needs a named operator policy. All right, we could do that for sure. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I hate hearing stories like that, but all right. Well, let's go step by step. First, what's the new vehicle that you have that replaced the Charger? And what year? And is that owned, financed? So full coverage. And then it's a what kind of Jeep again? Grand. All right. And then do you know what your rate changed to with Geico? What's like your next payment's going to be? 370, okay. Well, I had 321 last time, so if it's 370, it went up. Oh, I see. So you're thinking that your next monthly payment is 370. All right, we'll double check once. So I'm just quoting the Dodge Ram and the Jeep Cherokee, correct? All right, and then is it just still you and Jacob? All right, so I'll get your son's information. Give me one second.
All right, which is
First name. Marshall. Same last name. You have to spell that MALEECACY. It's both. So you, if you want to text him information, I'll need his date of birth and address. And then I'll quote out a named operator policy, which basically allows him to take that to the DMV to show that he has coverage, and he can. Perfect. And I'm gonna, because of his age, my son actually works here at the agency now too. So I'm gonna send this one over to him, and he'll get it quoted out. We have about 5 carriers we can quote named operator policies with. Okay. All right, excellent. And I'll let you know what I find in regards to your current coverage. And hopefully, how long has it been since you got that Jeep Cherokee? Yeah, the Jeep Cherokee. All right, are you driving it right now? When you get a chance, will you snap a picture of the VIN on the door or on the windshield and send it with your text as well? Yeah, that's perfect. That because it won't show up with it just being brand new. All right, awesome. Hopefully I can help you this time. If not, we'll definitely see if we can help your son. Nope, we don't need to do that. It still might not be. I mean, if he has no accidents or tickets and that little thing that you're talking about, it shouldn't be too bad. All right, I'll let you know today.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.